Welcome to Bitch Talk, booze and interviews straight from the heart of San Francisco. My name's Aaron. That's Shar over there.
Hello.
You can find us at bitchtalkpodcast.com, as well as our new home weekly at bff.fm, Monday mornings from 5:30 to 6. This is a little intro to a red carpet premiere Shar and I literally ran to and sweated our asses off. But it was worth it because it was the red carpet premiere of The Last Black Man in San Francisco at the historic Castro Theater. It was chaotic, if you will. It was fun, though, and exciting, and we didn't know who was coming up next. But we were really lucky to have, I have the whole list here, the writer, director, producer, Joe Talbot, on the podcast. We had lead actor and the writer of the film, Jimmy Fails. These two guys are born and raised San Franciscans, just FYI. We had cast members Rob Morgan on, who I'm a big fan of from Stranger Things. We had Jamal Truelove on. He's really cute. Thanks to his publicist, I believe.
Renee,
our good friend Renee. Thora Birch was on the red carpet. Last but not least, the legendary Danny Glover was on the show and on the podcast. You'll hear him in just a minute. But it was a fun red carpet. And you'll hear all the excitement in the background. I'm pretty sure you're going to hear everything. You're going to pick up everything that was happening on that red carpet.
That was like be careful what you wish for. Another one of those be careful what you wish for is in the fact that we always talk about, oh, the buzz, the energy, the craziness. That's always fun. You feed off of that energy. Oh my gosh.
That was turned up to 1,000.
That's too much energy.
Yeah. And just situationally, the red carpet was out in front of the Castro Theater. And the Castro Theater's old, and there's not a lot of space for a lengthy red carpet or the amount of people that actually showed up to this red carpet. So it was a little bit of a clusterfuck. I did not envy my former colleagues who were running it, but they did it very well, and they did what they could with what they had. Including with the wind almost knocking over the step and repeat backdrop behind the actors and actresses walking down.
Not to mention all the people that were actually just trying to get inside to the theater.
Not to mention like friends of like Joe and Jimmy just like coming up around and getting on the red carpet that weren't supposed to be there and giving them hugs and taking photos with them while they're on the red carpet. It was a scene, man. But it was worth it. So please enjoy all of our interviews on the red carpet of The Last Black Man in San Francisco, which opens in select theaters June 7th, and then we'll expand throughout the month of June. Joe, you're a fifth generation San Franciscan, and you've been here a hell of a long time, and you have a lot of family that was here and is here. How did this script change from when you first started to when you ended it?
Man, that's a great question. Thank you. I've heard a lot of the same question tonight, and that's not one I've heard, so that's nice. We started off, we were really angry. We were angry at what was happening, and we were trying to work through it, and so I think the first draft was us working through that anger still more. And with each draft, you polish it, and you try to turn it into something that I think ultimately, hopefully, has empathy throughout, you know? One of my favorite movies is Harold and Maude. That's a movie where there's no bad characters. Even the people that don't support Harold and Maude and their love are not evil. They're just they're people that don't quite get it. And there's a humor with the way they're treated. So, you know, I think for us it's like with each draft you try to refine your feelings and your feelings grow and change over time. And, you know, yeah. It's not a film that I think is like going after people. It's a film, I think the title may make people feel that way, but it's really a film that's a love letter to San Francisco and the San Francisco we love. And I think, you know, for anyone moving to the city, hopefully, we've tried to really, we spent 5 years in every little detail of this movie trying to get from every small role to the big ones, to the background. We've really tried to capture what's special about San Francisco to us. So for people that are interested in our perspective on San Francisco, you know, I hope they could come out June 7th. It'll be in theaters here. And then maybe we can have a conversation afterwards about it.
Someone who was born and raised here, what are you hopeful about?
I'm hopeful about the art community. I mean, hopefully this movie helps to have a resurgence of art, and it influences, you know, inspires people to bring that sort of culture back. And maybe, you know, I just hope that, you know, they don't take the city completely away from us, and that we can, you know. So yeah, no problem.
Hi, Rob.
What was it like filming in
Thanks
San
so much
Francisco?
For being on Bitch Talk. So you can say whatever you want.
Talk.
Yeah.
What's happening, Bitch Talk?
I want to ask you a question. Yeah. When you picked up this script and read it, did you think you were going to be at the Castro Theater with this mom?
Not at all. I didn't envision this at all. I mean, you know, scripts come and go. A lot of them get made. A lot of them don't get off the computer screen. And for this one to get made and actually be delivered is a phenomenal feeling.
Right. And the timing of this film couldn't be any better, quite frankly.
I agree 1,000%. You know, I think it's going to be a timeless thing.
Yeah. I can't wait to see it. We're going to head in shortly. So thanks so much for being on, Rob.
Hey, Bitch Talk. Thanks so much for having me, girl.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Can you talk about this film and what it means for you to be here right now on this night? Because it is crazy as fuck.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Hey, look, this night is monumental to my narrative. It's enjoyable, to say the least. It's been a long journey for me in my life and what I actually went through, being convicted and framed by this city from San Francisco Police Department. But at the same time, I think, you know, going through something like what I went through, to land on this red carpet as I did, it felt like it's meant to be.
It's a dream come true. Dreams do come true.
Oh, no, dreams definitely do come true. You know, you got to understand the negative to understand the positive. And as long as you do that, you'll come out on the other end with understanding.
Jamal, thanks so much for your comments. Thank you for being on, Thora. My question is, this is a political film. What are you saying by being in it?
Well, actually, my involvement stems more from my Ghost World era. Terry Zweigoff is, you know, a native here now, has lived in here many, many, many years, and never leaves his house. So, but I've been coming up to San Francisco for a long, long time. So with this one, for my involvement is more personal. It's kind of a perk for me because my actual character doesn't really drive the story forward in any way. But to be here and be a part of this story, which is, yes, it's political, it's timely, definitely makes strong comments about gentrification and the loss of heritage. But also, it just is a beautiful love poem to the city of San Francisco. And it's spearheaded by what I believe will be one of our big up-and-coming directors of the next couple of years.
Thank you so much.
Can you express what kind of emotions came out making this film in your hometown? What kind
of emotions? I get a chance. I remember parts of the city because there's always a part of the city that's connected with my life. I mean, whether if I go by San Francisco State, that's a part of my life connected with there. There are always this parts of the city that's connected with my life. Even when I worked in the Mission, you know, when I worked in Hunters Point, where we shot on Evans Street, I got hit by a car when I was 5 years old, broke my right leg. You know what I'm saying? So all these kind of ways in which you memory, and certainly Golden Gate Park, the Haight-Ashbury, is where I've lived most of my life, you know. The majority of my life, I've lived in Haight-Ashbury for over 60 years. And so all those kind of things are the things that I think that they come alive. But they come alive with me every time. I mean, every time I go down the street in San Francisco, there's a memory somewhere. There's some connection. I don't care where it is, there's some connection, or something happened, or something that I connect with. All those are the kind of things that I think were wonderful, have been wonderful for me.
You are one of my favorite social activists and political activists in San Francisco. You have a lot to say. Is this, being in this film, is this a political action for you?
Well, I think art is political. It's going how you want it. Okay, it can be the most innocuous thing you would want to see, and there's something political about it. It's something, that tells you even to be distracted is political. It's a political choice and also a political occurrence as well. And so, but the fact is that this film, I did Sorry to Bother You with Boots Riley, because I went to school with Boots' father 50 years ago. We were college students together out on strike in 1968. So I knew Boots and watched Boots and the way he matured. There's a way in which you mature, and the discourse and the conversation is something else, you know. And I think that's the most important thing, is that if we can continue to generate the conversation, listen to what young people say, we'll find that what we expect, our expectations are not too far different from what their expectations are, you know. We find out some of the things that we felt 50 years ago, or some of the things that they feel now in some way, you know. It may be contextualized a different way. They may, you know, because no moment is the same, but the fact that we're here talking about this and understanding this. When I was 20 years old, I was at Western Edition Community Organization, Waco meeting. I saw people who have Asian descent, Japanese descent, of African American descent, of European descent. Everybody was there talking about how do we retain our power and retain our presence in our communities, you know. And this is a long process, you know. It's a real process. Okay then. All right. Okay then. Take care.
That was writer, director, producer Joe Talbot, actor Jimmy Fails, Rob Morgan, Jamal Truelove, Thora Birch, and obviously Danny Glover. Star-studded, if you will.
Whew.
Are you tired listening to this? I mean,
I'm tired of rethinking about it.
Yeah.
That day was like...
It was stressful.
I think you and I both came away from it wondering if Mercury was in retrograde. Just because
there's a lot.
It was a little before bit of Murphy. It was a Murphy's Law kind of
before and after also carpet. Because Shar didn't get home till who knows what time. I ended up staying up till probably the time you actually got home because, you know, it's just one of those things where you're kind of like vibing off the whole night. And then you get home and you're like, what fucking time is it?
Yeah, I was where?
And then trying to find food.
I took BART. I got to I was at in Berkeley.
And you have to transfer.
And so the transfer train was supposed to come in like 1 or 2 minutes, and it just didn't come. And then all of a sudden,
welcome to my life.
And I'm like, where's this train? And I'm looking at the clock, and it's like 12:05 at this point.
Tired.
And I'm like, next thing you know, they make an announcement, and they're just like, oh, it's, you know, the train's delayed, something blocking the tracks, blah blah blah. You're moving platforms, switch to the other side. I'm like, okay, no big deal. 45 minutes later.
Dude. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I,
you really paid for it.
The 2 minute transfer took about an hour. At one point I was like thinking, I was like, should I like try to catch a cab back to my car?
I know. Yeah. Sometimes that happens.
But, what'd you think of, Last Black Man in San Francisco?
I loved it. The only quote unquote problem was some of the audio where we were sitting in the
Castro.
That's
right,
we were
up in the balcony.
But so I'm going to see it again. And it's just a lot to chew on. And Jonathan Majors, who plays Montgomery, Jimmy's best friend, I thought had the breakout performance in that film. And this is the one thing with red carpets. If you don't see the movie before, I'm just going to say it, you're freeballing out there.
Right.
You're just like getting who you can. But you don't know who's who and what role they really play in the film.
Right.
Until you see it. And man, I saw him running up and down the carpet and I didn't know. I should have grabbed him. But I don't know how much press he did either because he really never came to the end of the carpet where we were. So, I think he steals the entire film. Depending on how the rest of the year goes in terms of films, I wouldn't be surprised if he's nominated for a bunch of stuff. Yeah. I thought he was really powerful.
And the visuals of San Francisco.
So pretty.
So pretty. And parts of San Francisco that you're not used to seeing in movies.
Nope.
You know?
Or or the people of San Francisco you're not used to seeing in
right.
films.
Right.
Homeless, your tech bros, your tenderloin folks. It's just, it's really poetic. They did a great job. And I don't think you have to be from San Francisco to see the film and to appreciate it.
Right.
It's a story for all big cities that are gentrification is happening to.
Right, right.
If you don't know the word gentrification, just Google it. Starbucks might pop up. I don't know. kidding. Not really. But I loved it. There's just really good art coming out of the Bay Area.
We haven't mentioned yet that this is part of San Francisco Week, because Tuesday,
yes,
we had the cast from Tales from the City.
Correct. That Ange interviewed.
Right.
Thankfully.
So it's a San Francisco themed week.
Yeah, it's very San Francisco this week. SF, if you will. Never San Fran. So, I can't wait to see this film again. I can't wait to see what happens to it as the year goes on. It's mm-hmm. getting a lot of great press. I have to say right now, I tweeted about it, that for at least my favorites this year so far are Booksmart, Last Black Man in San Francisco, Ask Dr. Ruth, The Farewell, and Miss Purple Film. So a couple of those aren't out just yet, but you can see Ask Dr. Ruth and Booksmart for sure right now, and then Last Black Man in SF comes out in June. So there's a lot of good films that have already come out or are coming out soon, and then we'll see what the fall brings.
Yeah.
Get prepared.
Who knows? Who knows what's going to happen the rest of the year?
Who knows? Who knows in general? So with that, thank you for listening. You can find us at bitchtalkpodcast.com as well as BFF.fm. We are powered by GoTo Productions, and we will see you later. Bitch, please.